Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 1st. You'll be interested to know, 53 years ago, today in 1971, the Walt Disney World Resort, a complex near Orlando, Florida, that features attractions based on the stories and characters created by the Disney Company, opened. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a high around 64 and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect continued cloudiness with a low of 55 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 11:15 with a low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 66 degrees and a light east wind. Thursday and Friday will be mostly sunny, warming up to highs around 74 and 76 degrees. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the 50s. A slight chance of rain showers arrives late Friday into Saturday with a high near 70 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Boston's iconic Duck Tours is celebrating its 30th anniversary this week with a special ticket discount. Starting Monday, tickets will be available for $30 until Friday. In a unique gesture, employees at the attraction will receive $35 bills to pay it forward or donate as part of the celebration. Founded in 1994 with just 15 employees and 4 ducks, the company now boasts a fleet of 28 ducks and 200 employees. Each season, over 500,000 visitors experience the tours, which explore Boston's historic streets and plunge into the Charles River. Use the promo code 30YEARS online to secure your discounted tickets. Now on to sports. The 12 teams heading into the MLB postseason showcase different strategies for success. The Detroit Tigers and Cleveland Guardians lead with 16 and 15 homegrown players, respectively. The Houston Astros excel in wins above replacement, producing 30.8 from homegrown talent. Meanwhile, the San Diego Padres dominate with 12 trade acquisitions, despite having only 3 homegrown players. The Los Angeles Dodgers and Philadelphia Phillies also stand out, with the Phillies achieving the highest total wins above replacement at 50.1. These different approaches highlight the many ways to build a winning roster. Tonight, the Houston Astros host the Detroit Tigers at Minute Maid Park, starting at 2:30 Eastern on ABC, with Astros' Framber Valdez facing Tigers' Tarek Skubal. Later, the Baltimore Orioles welcome the Kansas City Royals to Camden Yards at 4 Eastern on ESPN2, where Corbin Burnes will face Royals left-hander Cole Reagans. The Milwaukee Brewers take on the New York Mets at American Family Field at 5:30 Eastern on ESPN, with Freddy Peralta pitching against Luis Severino. In local sports, Bill Belichick is expressing strong criticism of the New England Patriots following their disappointing Week 4 loss. After a two-decade successful run, including 6 Super Bowl wins, the Patriots have struggled in the last 2 seasons, finishing with a record of 4 wins and 13 losses last year. Currently, they sit at 1-3, facing significant challenges, particularly with the offensive line that allowed 6 sacks during a recent defeat against the San Francisco 49ers. Belichick highlighted the team's inability to score, except for a 63-yard field goal, and acknowledged the impressive performance of new kicker Joey Sly. The Patriots are now preparing for a pivotal Week 5 matchup against the Miami Dolphins as they seek their second win of the season. In top news, Hurricane Helene has abruptly shifted the narrative of this year's hurricane season, which began quietly but has now seen unprecedented storm activity. Helene, a Category 4 storm, slammed into Florida's Big Bend, fueled by exceptionally warm Caribbean waters. Forecasters are already warning of more storms on the horizon. Meteorologists at Colorado State University note that climate change is complicating predictions, with scientists observing an increase in major hurricanes, particularly those undergoing rapid intensification. The unusual quiet before Helene's landfall highlights the challenges of forecasting in a warming world. Experts stress the need for careful study of this unpredictable season. In business news, Fair, a platform for small businesses, experienced a meteoric rise to a valuation of $12 billion, but not without facing substantial challenges. Co-founder Max Rhodes reflected on the icky feeling of rapid growth, fueled by venture capital, but leading to slow customer service and operational inefficiencies. As complaints mounted and growth stalled, Fair's leadership realized they needed to pivot towards sustainable growth. By reevaluating their approach, they focused on building lasting relationships, improving their algorithm, and cutting low-quality suppliers. After laying off staff and adjusting their valuation to $5 billion, they aim to foster long-term success while learning from past mistakes. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $63,800. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $150. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists at the University of California, Berkeley, have developed a promising method for recycling plastics by vaporizing them. This innovative technique targets two common plastics, polypropylene and polyethylene, which are notoriously difficult to recycle due to their strong carbon bonds. By using catalysts, the researchers can break these bonds, converting the plastics into propylene and isobutylene, valuable gases that can be turned into new plastics. While the process shows great potential, scaling it up will be essential to effectively combat plastic waste. The team emphasizes that reducing reliance on fossil fuel sources could significantly lower greenhouse gas emissions. And in entertainment news, Megalopolis has been released and was directed by the legendary Francis Ford Coppola. Featuring a star-studded cast, including Adam Driver, Giancarlo Esposito, and Nathalie Emmanuel, the film explores an alternate future America, where architects, artists, and politicians vie for the soul of a New York-like city. This ambitious, self-funded project with a budget of $120 million blends modern myths with ancient themes. While it may be chaotic and challenging, Coppola's unique vision raises profound questions about the future of America. Time will ultimately reveal its legacy. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American business magnate and philanthropist, John D. Rockefeller. And he said, "The ability to deal with people is as purchasable a commodity as sugar or coffee, and I will pay more for that ability than for any other under the sun." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.